Dave Schultz going solo. Still thinking that Lyndon may be faking. Hopefully he's feeling okay. Great show for you today. A handful of authors, almost a handful of authors, are coming on. We got Gary Myers. We got Armin Katan. But first, he's got a new book out, Why We Love Baseball, A History in 50 Moments. He's Joe Posnanski. Joe, how we doing?
Doing great.
How did you come up with the idea for the book?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I mean, I'm sure you've dealt with this plenty of times yourself. I mean, everybody talks about baseball is dying. Baseball, you know, doesn't appeal to the modern crowd, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've all heard it a million times. And you know, I mean, there are points to be made there. But it seems to me that the most amazing thing about baseball is that it's not dying. After all of these years, you know, this game has been around since the Civil War, and we still care about it. And I wanted to talk about that and explore that, and I thought the best way to do that was to come up with, you know, the most magical moments in baseball history and write about those. And that's what this book is, a countdown of the most magical moments in baseball history. It says 50 on the cover, but it's actually a lot more. There are a lot more moments than that. You get double your money's worth for the same price. So really, really excited about it.
Well, how great is this? You already have something for the paperback. I mean, Julio Rodriguez just had 17 base hits in 4 ball games. That's the first time that's been done by 1900.
Incredible. Incredible. But that's the great thing. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about baseball. I talked about this on my newsletter. I've rewritten that Shohei Ohtani chapter like 4 times already. And I mean, it's like every day he does something new that's more incredible than in the past. I mean, it's really, truly amazing. And this has been a wonderful year, by the way, of baseball. But it's truly amazing. It's like you'll go to the ballpark and you'll see Julio Rodriguez do something, or you'll see Ronald Acuna Jr. do something, or Shohei do something. And it's like, what a great game. What an incredibly fun and great game. So that's what I was trying to capture with the book. Julio will definitely make the paperback.
Over under 10 books from Shohei Ohtani season this year coming out next spring. Over under 10.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, in Japan alone, there are going to be right. 10, and then there'll be another 15 here in the States. Right. I mean, we've never seen anything like it, you know, so there should be a bunch of books about it.
We're talking with Joe Posnanski, author of Why We Love Baseball, A History in 50 Moments. Did you rank these? Because we all love lists. Are these ranked or are these just, you know, among your favorites?
We are ranked from number 50 to number 1. We've got it ranked, and more than happy for people to yell at me about the rankings like they did when I wrote the Baseball 100.
Right.
But the tricky part about this one and the fun part about this one is you got those 50 moments, but then throughout the book, as I mentioned, I wrote a bunch of other lists of five funny plays, or five great duels, or five long home runs, or five great barehanded plays. And so there's all sorts of lists throughout this book. If you're a list person, this will be great for you.
He's Joe Posnanski, number 1 New York Times bestseller, including Paterno, The Secret of Golf. I feel like we're the same maturity level, although I'm much more immature than you. I feel like we're at the same age level. We're still the home down here in Lafayette, Louisiana, of the Louisiana Lightning, Ron Guidry. I don't know if this moment made your book, but basically, I don't know if people understand this. You would have thought it would have been happening before, but when you get 2 strikes on a batter, that started with Ron Guidry striking out 18 California Angels, not Anaheim Angels. Brian Downing with his, I mean, wide open stance. Did that make the book? Because it should have. If not, we'll put it in the paperback.
Well, see if we can get it in the paperback. Ron Guidry is in the book. And what a, how about his 1978 season?
Yeah.
Right? The 25-3. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And I'm sure you've talked about this, and I'll be happy to come back on the show and talk about it later, but there's a legit argument for Ron Guidry in the Hall of Fame. There really is. And it's not often made because the win total was not quite there. But I think we're entering an era now where pitcher wins are becoming less and less and less important. Mm. And I think we ought to reconsider the incredible career of Ron Guidry.
I'd have to go back and look this up, but I think his three losses were to the Blue Jays and the Mariners. And as a kid, I was livid at the time. How can you beat everybody else and lose to those guys in 78?
Incredible. Incredible.
We're talking with Joe Posnanski, Why We Love Baseball, a new book out of history in 50 moments. All right, what did you rank lower than you thought? How about that?
Oh, good question. What did I rank lower than I thought? I guess I ranked the shot heard around the world lower than a lot of people would put it. I mean, that is, on lists like this, that is always top five. Sometimes you'll even see it at number one. And I ranked it lower than that. And I explain in the book why. There are a few things about the shot heard around the world that to me, knocked it down just a little bit. But, you know, the way I rank these moments are not based on how important they are, or not based on how urgent or dramatic they were. It really comes down to the title for me, Why We Love Baseball. And it's the question is, that moment, I ask myself, is this Why We Love Baseball? And where does it rank on that list of the moments that make us laugh and make us happy, make us heartbroken, whatever the case may be. The moments that make us love baseball. And so I ranked that moment a little bit lower, I think, than a lot of people might have.
Would that have ranked higher if it was Willie Mays? Isn't it because it's Bobby Thompson? That's what makes it the moment.
Yeah, I think the Bobby Thompson moment, it would not be any different. I mean, Bobby Thompson is certainly not the problem. I mean, look, we now know that there was a little bit of sign stealing going on
right.
at that time, right? And there were a few things like that. But look, it's an incredible moment. It's in the book. I write all about it. I actually found a cool little side note. I believe it'll be the first time anybody has read about the shot heard around the world and read about the first base coach of the Giants. And so he is a big part of that essay. So I tried to have a lot of fun with a lot of these moments.
Sadly, impressive or not, I probably learned about the shot heard around the world with the MASH episode with Winchester losing a bet to Colonel Potter.
That's right. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's
even he knows.
I mean, it's a part of Americana as much as anything else.
Is there one that did make the book that you're like, wow, that probably should have?
Oh, there are a few. Yeah, I mean, I cut a bunch of moments out of this book at the last minute. I mean, moments that I wrote full, complete essays on that I was just not able to get in the book because, you know, you can't get them all in there. So, you know, I mean, the one that stands out in my mind just because I loved it so much and I wrote about it so much was the last day of the 2011 season. Mm-hmm. You know, remember that crazy
yes.
day where, you know, Red Sox lose and the Cardinals lose and Braves win. I mean, it's just a truly, truly nutty day. I guess the Cardinals win and the Braves lose is more like it. But just a really nutty day. And I had a whole essay written about it, and it just didn't quite make the book. But, you know, that's why we do have second editions and paperbacks and everything else.
I might add something to that story. If you get a chance, talk to Steve Berthume, the TV voice of the Diamondbacks. I think he's doing baseball on TV because of that day.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't think he did a whole lot of play-by-play. He was the host of Baseball Tonight, and he would do, the Futures game, and all of a sudden he did play-by-play that night of one of those games because they were all on TV because of what was at stake. And he ended up getting the gig with the Diamondbacks because he had so much fun that day.
Awesome. That's awesome.
He is Joe Posnanski, Why We Love Baseball, A History in 50 Moments, New York Times bestselling author. Really appreciate it. You're going to be into the Ryder Cup because I'm going to get excited because we get to watch it first thing in the morning in about a month.
It's going to be great, right? It's going to be really cool. I'm actually really kind of getting into the big fury that's going around about the captain's choices as it always goes around. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
And Victor Hovland's back nine yesterday was insane. So just throwing a little golf in there for my guy Joe. Joe Posnanski,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for hopping on. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the book and congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Joe Posnanski.